if you're a coffee-gulping, enchilada-munching fool for tongue-tingling, the perfect food group may have just been invented. Caffeinated hot sauce. Timmy's Torrid Tonic, to be exact. It's produced by Virginia organic pepper farmer Robert Farr, who joins us on the line from his farm in Loudoun County, Virginia. I'm trying to figure out the genesis of this project. Did someone ever say to you, you know what, I really wish someone would invent a caffeinated hot sauce?
Someone actually did. We started working with a company called Think Geek and sells caffeinated products. They do caffeinated drinking water, they sell caffeinated candy, they sell caffeinated gum, and the most unique product they sell is caffeinated soap. They came to us and asked us to develop the sauce because they sell mostly to programmers, and coming out of the computer industry, I can tell you programmers have a well-deserved reputation for drinking prodigious amounts of caffeine.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this, being a kind of a caffeinated character myself, but does caffeine affect taste, or how does it affect taste?
Caffeine is actually, I'd say, the nastiest product I have ever tasted. Very dangerous to handle. If I didn't wear a gas mask, rubber gloves, and a lab coat, and goggles, it could kill me.
Yeah, I have to observe, Mr. Farr, if was there a point where you say, look, we have a substance here that that is dangerous to handle, it could kill me, and it tastes nasty, maybe we shouldn't be putting this into a food product?
Absolutely not. America drinks more caffeine than any other nation, as I understand it, and it's just a matter in how you handle the food.
Enough talk, Mr. Farr. We're going to try this, okay? I have a cracker here. Let me down the hatch, as we say.
Well, I hope you like it spicy.
This is tasty.
It is tasty.
This is tasty. Is it habaneros, like
it's
Scotch
habaneros
pie?
With lime, some white vinegar, water, carrots, which actually give it not only a color but sweetness.
This is good.
Honey and white peppers.
I appreciate the gimmick interest in putting caffeine in it, but how much caffeine am I getting compared to, say, a cup of coffee? How many teaspoons would I have to compete with a cup?
You'd have to have four. But I have customers who said they tried it on steak when they needed a late-night boost, and it gave them just the energy pickup they needed.
Well, Mr. Farr, nice talking to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Robert Farr, also known as the Chili Man, speaking from Loudoun County, Virginia.
Not the matter than the red, huh? In the grave where the monks took a fair old good cup, yes, now. Hotter mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up a sail, I mean. Yes, she got up a sail, yes. Hotter mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up a sail. Hotter mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up a sail. I got a girl such a long and tall, not she sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in a hole, yes. Hotter mother than the red hot. Yes, she got up a sail, I mean. Yes, she got up a sail.